Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Everyone here is super smiley. This message of unconditional love was in the air for super smiley, here to save the day.
Kindness is the way.
We begin now. Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays. We're on a super smiley adventure where we know that animals are healers and teachers, and they can transport us to grand adventures and beauty way beyond our everyday lives if we're only open to it. I'm Megan Blake, dog trainer, actor, and the pet lifestyle coach. Oh, and I just have to share this again. I'm so proud of my new crazy German Shepherd, Anandita. First, I do say that with great love. She was dumped by her first family after the pandemic lockdown part, and I was so lucky to get her, but she came to me pretty wild, and I even joked that she's part coyote. But here's the thing. She made her broadcast television debut last month on CBS, on the CBS affiliate, WFMY News, and she was so good. And believe me, she's got some big shoes to fill walking after Super Smiley, who you all know was a film actor, television spokesdog, and was on just about every TV network out there, including our PBS television series, Animal Attractions TV. And we're so happy for Anandita's debut. Good girl, Anandita. It's a great news piece about my dog training classes, and you can still see it. Here's the thing, by going to WFMY.com and searching my name, Megan Blake. The story is about dog training classes where Anandita is my demo dog. And when they go back, the anchors are all laughing and telling stories about their dogs. And there's tons of information in that tiny little clip. So hope y'all check it out. And Anandita made me look good. So good job, sweet girl. So on our show here, you get pet information, but even better, inspiration and integration of all things you can use for your life with your pet. Our show is inspired by and named after my handsome shelter dog, Super Smiley, who led me on a lifetime of adventures. And I know his beautiful spirit is with me right now and every day. Super Smiley was a handsome shelter mutt. He inspired the world's first kindness program, teaching kids kindness through pets, the Super Smiley Project. We traveled the country together, speaking to thousands of kids about the lessons pets can teach us. Two songs were inspired by him, and he was a film and television actor and a therapy dog with deep missions. He inspired, healed, and brought smiles and beauty every place he traveled. And all that traveling led us to an additional path in life. Now, you know, our theme here is that animals will lead us on grand adventures, right? Well, at that time, I was the host and pet expert on a television series. I was living in Malibu, California, with my beautiful Malibu rescue crew, including my magical Arabian horse Starfire and his little mini companion, Minnehaha. I had three kitties too, and the show Animal Attractions TV was shot all the way across the country in Florida. So at that time, I traveled with Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty back and forth, learning lots and lots about pet travel. Now, this was way before pet travel was even a studied subject. Then Super Smiley came along with his kindness program, and we started flying and driving all across the country too. And at that point, I'd literally traveled hundreds of thousands of miles with pets. And pretty soon, Toyota asked us to be their national pet safe travel consultant and spokes team. Then State Farm did the same thing. So all of that is bringing us right to our show today. Today, we're sharing all things Christmas, Hanukkah, and holidays with your pets, tips, fun stories, and we're going to be starting with tips for traveling with your pet. And today, our guest, she lives with four dogs, two kitties, two horses, three chickens, five alpacas, and she just happens to be a training and behavior specialist with PetSafe. So welcome, Mandy Sweetnam. How are you, Mandy?
Hi, Megan. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. And that was a super long intro. So thank you for waiting through all that. But I wanted everybody to know about pet travel and how important all of this is. Now, if someone lives with just one little kitty or one little hamster, I know they love them with all their heart, all the love in the world. But when somebody lives with a menagerie crew like you, I have so much fun talking about everyone in your family. So first, what's it like to live with all those pets?
So it's super exciting. And, you know, somewhere in the mix of all of them are my two children, 6 and 4.
Oh my.
Oliver and Violet. And so they kind of just all blend in. It's hectic, but it's a beautiful chaos. And I absolutely love it.
I love that beautiful chaos. What a zen way to describe that. I really like it. And I'm a horse girl too. So tell us just a little bit about your beauties.
Oh, my beauties. I've had them for 2 years. They were a pair for nearly their whole lives. They're about 20 now. And the only condition that they could come here was that they stayed together. So they were kind of a situation where I could take them, and they live with me now. And Coach is a Missouri Fox Trotter, and Dolly is a quarter horse, and they are my loves. I'm in love.
I love their names, Coach and Dolly. Those are Southern names too, aren't
they?
Well, yeah.
Beautiful. And you know who Dolly is named after?
Was it Dolly Parton?
The great Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Oh, we love Dolly Parton. And I do have to throw in there as well. My mother was born in Milledgeville, Georgia. Her name was Sarah, but as a little girl, she was so cute. Everyone called her Dolly. So to me, I first thought of my mother. I know, it's so, so beautiful. And you have 4 dogs, and some of them I saw are older, 11 to 14 years old. So how are they doing? Tell us give us some ideas, maybe for the winter. Here's a good tip already for taking care of your older pets that may, as they go inside and outside. Let's talk about the coldness that's surrounding the holidays.
Absolutely. And that, so I have 3 older, I say gentlemen, I have 1 girl and 2 boys that are older. My Pom is 14. Today's our anniversary. And it's also my birthday. So that's when I was, my husband
Today's your
gave
birthday?
Him to me. It is.
Happy
yeah.
Oh
Thank you. I called our anniversary. So he's currently very old and very precious to me. And we're going through some health issues, which is, I'm very aware of his old age right now. Yeah. So it's very important to keep him safe.
Mm-hmm.
And something that is, I know we're talking about travel here, but something that's near and dear to my heart is also access, mobility, right? So he's little, so I can pick him up easily and put him wherever I need him to. But my labs are 11 and one aged a little more. He needs a ramp or a step to get up and down. When the weather is cold like this, or if it's icy or slippery, I actually take our aluminum telescoping pet ramp and use that on our porch because we have the Tyvek steps.
That is a really good idea, especially if it's snowing outside, because back to just in general pet tips, when it snows, a lot of people put the chemicals down or the salt down, and you don't want your dogs walking in that, right? So talk about that a little bit too, keeping them safe in their environment.
Absolutely. Keeping them safe in their environment and not having them walk through all the chemicals and just I'm not a big fan of chemicals anyway, but with our ramp, it has traction paper, right? So it's gritty. It has the traction, no slip. So that kind of helps them walk down it. And my old man here, he does not like going downstairs. Up, he's fine. Downstairs, he's not so fine.
Yeah.
So this keeps him on a flat plane, and it's a gradual incline, which I'm a huge fan of. And it's completely no slip.
I love that. I love the idea of using it not only in the car, but also for wherever you need it. And that's another thing to look at when you're taking care of any animals, young, old, or especially horses. Horses are the most accident-prone creatures on the planet. I mean, anyone who has horses knows exactly
Geldings are the most accident.
Oh, it's crazy. But one thing that we all should always do is assess the environment. I'm going to talk about decorations. We're going to talk about decorations today. But since we're just talking about the environment, we're on that topic right now. If you're going to get a puppy for Christmas, which I advise, don't get a puppy for Christmas. Let's wait till we can make real decisions. But if you do, if that happens, or if you already have a puppy in your household, literally get down on the floor and look, where are the electrical cords? How have I decorated around my house? Let's get down on their level and check it out, right? Do you agree
right?
with that, Mandy?
100%. It's baby proofing. I mean, getting a puppy.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Is just the same as getting an infant.
I
went
is.
Through the same. Yeah,
yeah.
Same worries. So get on their level, look around. This time of year is just atrocious for things they can get into. Poinsettias, ornaments, tinsel, anything. It's terrible. Meanwhile, PSA, those parents like to make those little salt ornaments that you can squish your kid's hand into and then paint it and they dry. Dogs think those are delicious and they cause some sort of poisoning. I'm not a vet, so I can't. They're pretty toxic if dogs eat a lot of them.
That's real. I hadn't even thought about that. I've made a list here. We're going to talk about through the show, but I didn't even realize this, that crafts, when people make these unusual, interesting and beautiful shiny crafts with glitter or the little, whatever you said that that's made out of, just beware to keep it away from your dog. Still have fun. I mean, do it. Lots of fun. Keep it out of the way.
Do the crafts. Hang them up really high.
I like that. I like that. And then, now let's talk about the pet travel, because I love that topic. As I said, I was on the kind of the cutting, the front edge of that wave as it went up. But a couple of statistics, 6 in 10 people in the United States drive at least once a month with their dogs. That's a lot. 6 in 10 people. And 3 of those have said, 3 out of the 10 say that the dog distracts them while they are driving. And wait, let me get this. Is everybody listen to this one? At only 30 miles an hour, an unrestrained dog that's 80 pounds in a crash will exert about 2,400 pounds of force, 2,400 pounds of force. And an unrestrained little 10-pound dog in a crash at 50 miles an hour, which is common speed, will exert about 500 pounds of force. So, Mandy, with all of your travel experience and your things that you, your products you have to talk about, what would be like the one thing that you would say we need to have in our car to keep our dog safe as we travel in the holidays or even just going to the store every day?
Absolutely. So, and I'm so passionate about reducing driver distraction with pets because it's a fun, you should be able to have fun and go out and bring your dog with you. Mine comes with me every day and he has a harness. Our PetSafe Happy Ride car harnesses are crash tested and they are easy to put on, right? And they're easy to buckle in. You just zoop, run the seatbelt through the back handle and buckle them in. And now here's a pro tip for you, because people go, I don't want multiple harnesses. I don't want to keep all up with all that stuff, right? It's a hassle.
Yeah.
I keep that harness basically attached to the seatbelt. It doesn't go anywhere. I bring him in with his little harness and I put him in the seat and I buckle him right in with it. And I don't even have to do much. It's easy. It's basically like buckling a kid in, right? So make it easy on yourself.
Exactly. And in the studies, it also showed that people who had children were more likely to harness up their dogs because it's just a habit. And so that's what would be great, is to make this just a natural part of what we do. You harness up your dog. I remember Super Smiley and I did the Super Smiley flash mob for pet adoption and kindness at the University of Georgia. And the State Farm people, they were in the back in my video. They were like, they said, keep him in the back seat, harnessed up. It was really fun.
Yep. Harnessed up.
Yeah.
Harnessed always. Up. Yes.
Yeah.
So and, the back seat is also my favorite place to put a pet, right?
Tell us about that. Why should they ride in the back seat? This is really important.
Out of your reach, right? It's our customers, especially they're obsessed with their pets. They want eyes on them all the time. Well, that's not safe, right? And I am one of those people. I just want to see, are you okay? How you doing? You've got enough air? But we really shouldn't be doing that. So they should be in the back seat somewhere where they can be contained, not restrained, right? You want them to be able to be comfortable.
I like that.
And they have plenty of room in the back seat, right? They don't need to be in like a little tiny small carrier, but they should be restrained in the back seat where they can have their own space. And we actually have a cool product coming out in the spring. It's brand new, hot off the presses. I can't tell you much about it, but I will say it is a collapsible, soft-sided travel crate. And we did extensive interviews with our customers and really found out what they're missing. Like, what are you missing? What do you really need to travel with your pet that you don't have? And we think we captured it and has a lot of cool features in it, but I will have to send you all the PR update for that after, because it's not quite ready yet, but that's just a teaser.
Oh, great. I love that. Thank you for the teasers. And we're always looking for things that can help our pets during the holidays or just in life is the main thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the holidays are like this big life just expanded. Everything happens all at once. Decorations, guests, food, flowers, travel. So this is a really good time to talk about keeping our pets safe during the holidays. And my dog, I have a little SUV. And so I have the back seat actually folded down. And what I do is I fasten her harness with the tether line to the little things that hang down where people hang their clothes, you know, those little things that hang down towards the ceiling of the car. And that works really, really well. And she's not, what did you say? Not restrained. You said, what did you say?
Contained, not restrained.
Contained, but not restrained. I love that. I love that. So she is contained in her space. And another reason for not everybody, please listen to this. I know it's hard when you love your dog riding in the front seat. I totally, totally, totally get it. But that airbag coming out can absolutely will kill a small dog and can probably kill a large dog. It's the exact same reason as to why we don't have our children riding in the front seat. So keep your dog what did the State Farm lady say? In the back seat, harnessed up. That was so great. And even in the back seat, if they're not harnessed up, they can literally, dog center of gravity is higher because they sit up on their legs. We're sitting down on our rear end, so we're low, grounded, but they're sitting up higher. And when you're in an accident, they literally will become a projectile and will just, boom, fly right through the car. So that's good to know about keeping our pets safe. And oh my gosh, we have so much more to talk about. We're going to move on to holiday food, guests, more on pet travel. And I want to hear more about the llamas and chickens right after this break. Smiley, are you with us? Good boy.
Hey friends, 12 million. That's the number of dogs and cats this year alone that will be diagnosed with cancer or another chronic disease. But we can all fight back with a scientifically proven, all-natural, super antioxidant called C60. This incredible Nobel Prize-winning vet-approved product is now available for our best friends, our pets. Do what hundreds of pet owners have already done. Get your pet on the path to a healthier, happier, and longer life. Pet Life Radio listeners will receive 10% off their first bottle. Go to PetsLoveC60.com to learn more. This is a limited time offer, so go to PetsLoveC60.com today.
That's Pets Love, the letter C, the numbers 60.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Everyone here is super smiley. This message of unconditional love.
And we are back on a super smiley adventure with Mandy Sweetnum, pet menagerie person extraordinaire and pet product expert with a passion for developing solution-based products for pets. Welcome back, Mandy.
Thank you again for having me.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yes. But before we move on, I got to do a quick shout out for our amazing sponsor. You all just heard a commercial just then during the break about C60. C stands for the carbon molecule, and C60 is the Nobel Prize winning wonder molecule with over 28,000 published papers on its ingredients. That's over 140 times stronger than vitamin C as an antioxidant. Yep. And I know that it sounds pretty wild, but so it helps with inflammation, with dis-ease, and it helps us and our dogs and horses, Mandy, live a longer, healthier life. I'm on it. My new German Shepherd pup on Andita's on it. And like I said, it's for horses. There's so much research. And I just wanted to let everybody know that if you try it, you'll get a special 10% discount for super smiley listeners. You go to PetsLoveC60.com and you can hear all about it. So Mandy, we talked about your older dogs, and Super Smiley lived a very, very long life. And you talked about the ramp, but also let's talk a little bit just about being aware of our older dogs and keeping them warm in the winter, like looking for drafts and things. Some need to wear coats, some don't. Talk about just keeping them warm and looking for signs of stress. Can you do that?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, just like people, pets can, their joints start to ache when it gets super cold, right? And their paws get very cold when they touch the ground, right? So I have two very different dogs. I have a Pomeranian, he's my 14-year-old, Murphy. And then I have a mini Schnauzer, my 7-year-old, Rowdy. So two totally different dogs. I can't really put on Murphy because he is basically a coat. But Rowdy, he's got that fine hair. He needs a little sweater or something of that nature. But what I do with him is I usually put a snuggly blanket. So little dogs in general, but mini schnauzers like to burrow. They just love it.
Yes. The terrier part, right.
The terrier part. They got to go underground. So he gets in his little booster seat that I have when he rides with me, and he burrows under his blanket, and that keeps him so nice and warm.
Yeah.
But I make sure he's not out too long. He's only out under supervision, all of them in that regard, because they do get cold pretty fast, right? So.
Right. And Smiley was so active. I mean, he was doing everything across the whole country. And so it was hard for me to realize that he was slowing down, that he was getting older. So we really, as the humans, as their guardians, I don't even like to call us their owners, as their guardians and stewards, we need to be aware when they might need something extra, maybe this holiday season, that they didn't even need last holiday season. So just keep our eyes open. And back to the travel, I have so many travel stories to tell, especially about flying with Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty, but we have limited time. So let's just jump on to our Christmas show, our holiday show, to holiday foods, decorations, guests, how we can keep our pets healthy and happy. So Mandy, do you make any holiday meals, or do you do a different routine during the holidays with your kids that might affect your animals? Like you mentioned the crafts. Do you have other things that you do personally?
Yes. So one thing that has really changed a lot now that the kids are getting a little older is we have friends come over who have kids.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
My mm-hmm. pets love their kids. I call them their kids. Actually, they call them their siblings. My dog, my son tells teacher he has like five brothers, and I'm like, well, some of them are dogs, but our pets love our kids. They don't know some of the other kids that might come over with families or the adults, right? So I don't want to assume that number one, everyone that's coming over is going to be okay with pets. And then number two, that my pets are going to be okay with everyone that's coming over, right? So it's important for me to make the introduction when guests come over. And if they maybe need a minute, because sometimes dogs and cats need a time out, I make a safe place for them to go. And I give them a nice comfy bed if they're crate, if that's what they feel better. And then I make sure they're in a nice area where they're comfortable, have plenty of snacks and water and a cozy place to curl up.
That is so perfect. That is exactly what my advice would be for guests. First, find out if the people are okay with pets. Then do an introduction. And I always emphasize a calm introduction, because especially boys, including men, big boys, if you know what I mean, they love to go into this, there's a dog, and they start playing tug of war. And oh my gosh, that riles everybody up. So let me say this again, calm introduction. Let's do a calm.
Let's
make it very boring. Let's do a boring introduction and find out how the dogs are. And then if they're, most importantly, if your dogs are not trained indoor, outdoor dogs, like you have a lot of property and they stay in your property, make sure they're not let out the front door. Oh my gosh. Really, really, really important. I even go so far as to say that if your dog is an indoor dog, which all my dogs always are, I even have them on a little leash with me and they just walk around perfect heel, visiting everybody. That also can make your dog feel more confident and safe because they're with their main person, and then they can visit with everyone, but they're not going to bolt out that door. So there's nothing weird about that. I highly recommend that. And then exactly what you said, Mandy, create a safe space. And I don't mean stick them in the laundry room. We don't mean that. What we mean is like in your bedroom, their bed, yes, where it smells like you, cozy stuff. So, I love all of your suggestions there, Mandy. And then also we got to go over, it's just obligatory, we got to go over the foods, because there's always these different foods. So we've all heard about chocolate, and there's always chocolate around. Mandy, do you know of any other foods that you keep away from your dogs? If you don't, it's okay. Just want to, what do you think?
Yeah. So I generally try to keep most foods away from them, human foods, unless it's, a special treat or we're doing some really intense training. And when I say intense,
exactly,
I mean like, you know,
focused,
like
focused, yeah,
they're doing product testing for me or something. They have very fun lives, let me just tell you. But so chocolate's a given. Grapes,
yeah, no chocolate.
You know, all the things people kind of already know about, but might not. Grapes, raisins, onions, any sort of cooked chicken bones. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So my husband did not know that when we first met, and he just kind of threw one of the chicken wing bones down to the dog. And I was like, no, cardinal sin, do not do that. And he had no idea. He thought it's a bone, a dog can eat it. So I said, absolutely not. We put bones, chicken bones, any kind of bone inside of a box in the trash can so that no pets can get them.
Yeah. I'm really glad you mentioned the garbage can, because you may think, oh, I know this. Don't let them eat chocolate, raisins, or chicken bones. And then I'm going to put them in the trash can. But then you go in the kitchen and the trash can has been, whoa. I had a veterinarian on one Christmas season. And he said he had a large dog, I think it was a Great Dane, that had eaten the entire garbage bag, the black bag, the plastic bag. They had to do a whole surgery deal. The dog was fine, but it was crazy. So really, really, really good tip. Just things we don't think about. Like we said, get on the floor, see what the puppy sees, go in your kitchen and see what your dog smells. And if it's got food in it, they may eat it. And you mentioned the raisins and grapes that can cause kidney failure, everybody. The chocolate can cause heart failure. There's also, listen to this one, xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener, is in lots of things. A lot of cookies that we buy, pies that are in quotes, sugar-free candies. And this can affect insulin levels that can actually kill a dog. And then back to the pet travel, a lot of people keep breath mints in their car, like in the back seat, in the pockets. The dog may dive in there and grab himself a mouthful of xylitol. So just, and let me just go, the ASPCA.com has a very comprehensive list of pet things that can be damaging to your pets, can kill your pet. So I'm just going to send everybody ASP.org, actually, go to their poison section. And then decorations. I have a Christmas tree. I'm looking at it right now. I love my Christmas decorations, but there's all kinds of stuff in there that's dangerous. Mandy, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yes. So I mentioned the salt dough, right? The salt dough ornaments that you can make at home.
I mean, good tip.
Yeah, they're fine to have, but put them way high, right? And they're kind of heavy. So they might, you know, if they're low, they'll hang down. So just leave them high. You know, anything that people make crafts out of, like little goodies and things all the time, yeah. Gingerbread houses, like Christmas is all about sugar, I feel like. And what do dogs love? Like they want a snack as bad as we do, right? So just up as you can. And if you have like my Tumby, she passed in 2019, but she was a Dobie hound mix. And
oh my gosh,
this girl was a trash surfer. She once ate a whole loaf of bread off the counter.
There you
like
go.
She,
that's what I was saying. Yeah.
She taught me a lot. I love her dearly, but she would get into everything. And like the xylitol you talked about and the gum, she went into my purse, like a tiny robber, like a tiny little thief, and tried to take it. They're wild. They'll get to anything.
They will do that. So just the obvious things, tinsel, if they swallow that, can literally slice their intestines. Christmas balls on the tree, hang them up high. Anything that might look like a toy, even for the kitty cats, if it's on the tree and it looks like a toy, you just got to be way back, or like you said, child-proof, dog-proof, kitty cat-proof, everything. And here's another one that's really important is batteries. That is lethal. If a dog eats batteries, things will leach out. So I know we want to have a happy Christmas, but we're just here to help you have a happy Christmas. Oh, and poisonous plants. Do you know any poisonous plants we can talk about? Can you name any?
So yeah, like some other people out there, I went through a plant phase when the pandemic first hit. I was like, I'm going to have a plant everywhere. But first, I want to make sure I get plants that are safe for my pets. And that narrowed it down to me for a snake plant, a palm, and a spider plant. And that was basically what I can have.
Yeah, there are very few. There really are. If I went today again to the ASPCA.org and there were hundreds listed that were poisonous. And I just want to name a couple. The American holly with those beautiful red berries. Want to keep them away from that. Bay laurel, which are bay leaves that we cook with. I didn't even know that. Begonia, which is a pretty plant in all the Lowe's and Home Depot's. We see them all the time. A lot of lilies. So just go again to ASPCA.org and, you know, just make sure you kind of do a little sweep of your house and see what you got and just put them up. And wow, Mandy, so we've talked about holiday travel, guests, food, plants, decorations. And guys, we're going to be back with more stories and tips with Mandy right after this break. And Smiley, I know you are with us. Good boy.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Drew. We're the Property Brothers, and we're on a super smiley adventure.
Everyone here is super smiley. This message of unconditional love.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with the amazing animal person, trainer, behavior expert, Mandy Sweetnam with PetSafe. So Mandy, first, I want to thank you again for having Santa Claus send me all these wonderful, wonderful products. Everybody, I got to test a lot of them, and I never talk about anything that I don't see and love. So we talked about dogs riding the back seat, but one more thing about the front seat, Mandy, you mentioned something like a booster seat, right? For the front seat. Can you talk about that for the little dogs? Because in the back seat's good for big dogs, but some people with little dogs, they just want their little tiny dog right there by them. So talk about that. Because little dogs are important too.
Oh, absolutely. 50% of mine are little. So little dogs. So I still always recommend pets ride in the back seat, even in boosters. So we have two types of boosters. So we have a pet safety seat, which is essentially like a child seat for dogs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's constructed out of the safety core material, and you use the seatbelt and you buckle it into the seatbelt, which is super cool. And then it has a tether that you can clip the harness to. But I also recommend, you know, using the seatbelt to kind of also buckle the harness through with, because that's how it's crash tested. That's how you should use it. So there's that version of booster seat that gets little dogs up high. Little dogs like to be higher because they're little and they want to see out the window.
They do. That's why I specifically wanted you to talk about little dogs, because we don't want to leave out the people who have little dogs. You're like, man, all this is for big dogs. What can I use? Tell me something, right?
Yeah. Well, and so the only thing I've heard people say with the pet safety seat is that stays kind of there, right? It's more stationary. You can unbuckle it and take it out pretty easy, right? But if you want something that is, if you've got people in and out of your car all the time, like I have two kids, you know, nephews and niece and all over the place, right? I have the over the headrest booster seat. Mm-hmm. Comes in multiple sizes and it folds down when you don't need it, and you can slip it right under the seat in front of it.
I like those. Let me tell you why I like those also, because those can be used in the front seat. If this is a big if, everybody listen to this part, it's really important. If your airbag does not go off unless there's a human heavy body sitting there. So if you can check that, because most cars are actually programmed that way now, but double check it, that if it's not a human sitting in that front seat, you know, with all that weight, the airbag won't go off. And I love those for little dogs, because they get to sit up, they're up high, they're in the front seat with their person, and they're still secured. Because like you said, there's a tether, the booster seat is actually fastened to the seat itself. And then there's a tether for the dog that can have on a harness. So I love that for our little doggies too. And Mandy, I've learned so much from my animals, not only practical out in the world things like safe pet travel, but personal things that help me navigate my interior life. So what have your pets taught you about life?
Oh, you know, we need a longer show for that. So patience, obviously. Yeah. I mean, they really prepared me to be a mom of human children, because they just taught me the rewards of that love, that unconditional love and patience, and just nurturing something and watching it grow and just become this beautiful being is just so special.
I love that you said nurturing and watching it grow. I don't think anybody said that before. But that's so basic and so beautiful. And Mandy, the different species, I asked someone this time, they had this giant iguana. I don't know what it was. It was bigger than an iguana. It was like 4 feet long. And I asked him, I said, so what have you learned from this creature? What has your pet here taught you? And he thought a minute and he said, what it's taught me is that something just this alien can still share with me and be and connect with me. Was that the coolest thing? Because it looked like an alien, and he really meant it. It was awesome. So the different species you have, Mandy, like your chickens and the llama, do they kind of communicate differently or share different things? Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Yes. So absolutely. Okay. So I could talk about this for hours. I'm like a small child talking about their favorite dinosaur. Yeah. So the alpacas, I had never had alpacas. I've always grew up in a farm setting as an adult, as a teenager, as a child, right? So the alpacas I had never experienced, and I took them in about 4 years ago, and I had no idea how their communication style went. But my veterinarian for them told me, I said, how do I keep them safe? Like, how do I help them? How do I, you know, make them happy? And she said, if you can learn their personalities, that is the key to alpacas, because they each have unique personalities. My alpacas are similar to cats in that they like me, they want me around, and not all cats, by the way, because I have two cats that are polar opposites, but the typical description of cats, like, I love you, I want you here, but on my terms, and don't touch me unless I tell you to, right? So that's how my alpacas are. They follow me around. I mean, some, you know, two of them let me snuggle with them. The other two and a half don't so much. And I say half because I'm working on that one. I'm wearing her down. She's a baby. So she's, you know, she's getting there.
I love hearing about all this, Mandy. And I want to thank you so much for joining us on a Super Smiley Adventure. Is there anything else you'd like to share or advice you'd like to give someone just for overall holiday safety and fun? What do you have to say to everybody? I know first we want to say happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. What do you want to leave everybody with, Mandy?
Yes. Well, happy holidays. And I just, the overall message I want to send out is don't forget about your pets, right? Mm. They this time for them, some of them are older and they understand it and they know, okay, this kind of happens sometime every year. But they don't know what's going on, right? They are not quite sure why all the new things are up, why all the new people are coming over. So just kind of always keep them in mind when you're making plans and keep them safe, because that's our job, right?
Mm-hmm. Safety first. I love that. Keep them safe. I love that. Keep them safe. Keep them happy. Thank you so much, Mandy. We appreciate everything you've done to make our lives with our pets so much better and safer. Thank you, Mandy Sweetnam. Bye, Mandy.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And everybody, feel free to reach out to me at Pet Life Radio or through my website at MeganBlakeOfficial.com or at WeBeginNow.com. You can find everything I'm doing, my YouTube dog training videos, all social media, and you can really learn a lot of super helpful dog training tips on my dog training videos and my YouTube channel at youtube.com/MeganBlake. And we can meet in person, yeah, for a dog training session over Zoom. My Zoom classes, as y'all know, have been covered by Spectrum News and CBS, and we've gotten really great results all across the country. And remember, if you're looking to improve or keep your dog's or horse's health, check out PetsLoveC60.com. Finally, big shout out and thank you to our super producer, Mark Winter, for our show here and for our fabulous bumper music he composed and performs. It's all about sharing kindness with Super Smiley. And to everybody who loves their pets, thank you all for joining us on a Super Smiley adventure. And remember, wherever you are with your pets, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas. We begin now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.